This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to a Monday edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. For that, we are very grateful to you. The show is called What's On Your Mind because a good show for us is when there is more of what's on your mind than anybody else. That's right. That's what the show is for. But that takes you to weigh in. And it's as simple as a call, toll free at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Hope you had a good weekend. I did. I had a really good weekend. Yeah, I did. Really good weekend. Got a lot done, including, are you ready, fellas? We had a little Radio Jeopardy game last week, okay? This is a Radio Jeopardy game, and Leah Backstrom kind of organized it, and Leah is here in the studio. She keeps track of what we're saying and getting all the things I promised on social media there. And, Leah, there was some question related to my desk that was given to the staff, which everybody got right but wrong, basically, because nobody knew the color of my desk, right? Why, Kev, can you... Oh, he's doing something else. You just tell me because he doesn't have your microphone up.
Let's can you see your desk, though?
Well, yeah, that was kind of the point. What was the question again, Leah?
The question was, what is the color of the top of Scott Hennon's desk?
And nobody got the answer. Why?
Because we can't see it.
Right. My,
see,
desk
my answer
covered.
Would be paper.
Most people said newspaper.
So I got a little bit of a complex about my desk.
Did you?
Yeah. Mostly because a lot of the papers, I didn't need to read anyway. They were old and, whatever. I saw an article, I flagged it, and I just didn't get to it anyway. Story of my life. So I cleared them off, and then I just kind of turned into, a little mini organizer. Now, a prediction from you, Leah. How long do you think you'll be able to see the color of the top of my desk?
Ooh, that's a good
By the end
question.
Of the week, you think, maybe?
Well, we'll see. How busy
end of the
is the week going to be?
End of the show.
Every week is busy. I don't know. But that'll be the next Radio Jeopardy question. That was fun, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
We had fun at work that day, which was the whole idea.
Absolutely.
Hashtag have fun at work day. Yeah. Kevin was off schmoozing an advertiser, so he wasn't able to be there.
But I wasn't. I wanted to be there.
It was great fun. It was great fun. But, the beauty of cleaning off my desk, I find all kinds of things that mainly have come in the form of mail and everything else. And I've got a couple of them here I'll share throughout the day. But I don't know who sent this to me, but I read it this week, and I'm going to share it with you right now, and then we'll tell you about what's on the show today and get to your calls. Lines open right now if you want to get in, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, the radio god Mitchell. He loves your texts, and then I see him even quicker when you send them to him. 701-226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054. Or make comments on Facebook to our question of the day, whatever you want to get to us. The Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline is 24/7. Our good friends at Oasis Petroleum, one of our fine sponsors, they are in my prayers, along with everyone that calls an energy industry their source of feeding their family, their livelihood, the dignity of a job. We are in a very perilous time after just a few short days of the Biden administration. Very, very perilous times. So our friends at Oasis Petroleum, among those, and they, thankfully, have the Be the Buffalo spirit, which just means they turn into the buffalo, as in they become the buffalo. And what does the buffalo do? Turns into the storm. The storm's coming. It's got a big Biden-Harris logo on it.
Yeah, it does.
2020, but it's a storm, and we have to go into it. We can't run from it. We can't go in the fetal position. I know it's easy to be disheartened, discouraged. That's work of the red guy with little horns. Discouragement is the number one weapon of the devil. What good comes out of discouragement ever? Guys, you ever been discouraged and then look back and said, gosh, I'm really glad I was discouraged?
No.
No. I'm really glad I was, you know, all down in the mouth and pouting.
Great
and
point. Yep.
Self-pity taking over. Well, that's not, there's nothing productive that comes from that. Anyway, so here's what I found in the way of listener mail. Phase one of COVID-19. Now, I have no idea when this came, but it was in the throes of the pandemic, okay? You ready?
Yep.
From one of our wise listeners. Phase one of COVID-19. Would you guys keep track of how many of these have come to fruition? Implement ideas of mail-in voting. Check. Start process of eliminating cash. Check. You know, where you can't give cash in some places anymore? You can't even use cash. We don't take cash because cash is dirty. You guys gone into anywhere where they don't take cash?
Actually, yes.
Yes.
Yes, a couple of them recently.
Yeah. Where'd you see it, Leah?
I was in Duluth this weekend. We went to a movie theater.
What state is Duluth in?
Minnesota.
Okay, yeah. So that informs the listener as to what you're about to say. You went to Duluth this weekend, Duluth, Minnesota,
right.
And what happened?
Well, we bought our tickets, you know, on our phones, on our mobile device, because you just over, just do it ahead of time, whatever. But when we got there, we couldn't buy food or drinks.
Wait a minute. You can't go to a movie without eating popcorn and pop.
Right. We could purchase it, but we would have had to do it online prior to.
Oh,
we couldn't even run a card.
Gosh.
However, if you just walked 50 feet to the bar, you could use a card or pay for cash in the same room, but not at the front
in the
where
same
the food
room.
Was. Yeah.
That's Minnesota. They're called woke. Look it up.
I don't understand it.
Yes, that makes no sense, but you're exactly right. So that's two. Start the process of eliminating cash. Three, make it possible for small, I'm sorry, make it impossible for small businesses to survive with new rules. Is that one we can check, fellas? Kev?
Yeah, I do believe.
Implement vaccine ideas of safety. I don't know what that means. I don't know exactly what that means. That's the only one I can't check because I don't know. That was all phase one of COVID. Phase two of COVID-19, re-release COVID-19 into public. A false flag attack. Rerun fear, media outlets. Lie and tell everyone it came back after releasing COVID-19. Little lost there, but I think that might be the second wave. And now this other one that is suggesting that, what are they saying? They're saying that, you know, it's
more contagious.
Yeah, the one that spreads easier, a heavier strain. So I think that must be what they're talking about. Next, stay-at-home orders mandatory by governors. This is all before elections they're talking about. That happened. Credit-only society to begin. This is in phase two. Vaccination mandatory. It is for some. It is for some. I mean, it isn't exactly mandatory, but do you want to work here? Take the vaccine. You don't want to work here? Okay. You can't work here anymore. You can agree or disagree with the stance. It says here digital ID cards for vaccinated persons. We don't have that, do we? When you get vaccinated, they don't give you a card or anything, like a digital ID card?
Not a digital one. They get a little card, though. Tell my wife got one. Yep.
Okay, so phase two also includes Bill Gates comes onto the world stage as a leader. I don't think that's happened. You hear about him every now and then because he's been in this vaccination world forever. I question everything. Kevin taught me that, so I'm not 100% sure of Bill Gates or anybody else. I do think when you have so much money you can't count it, you do really goofy things.
Yeah.
You just do really goofy things, and they might not align with the average farmer, rancher out there or whatever, right? You just wouldn't necessarily, the average shop owner, small business owner, it's a very different world, so who knows? You know, they hang out at fancy places and talk to each other about crazy ideas. Okay, so if you think that was bad, are you ready for the phase three of COVID-19? Again, from one of our listeners. I don't know where they got this. I don't know if they're writing it. I have no idea. But so far, they're dead on. And I probably got this in like March or April. I don't even know when I got it because it wasn't attached to who sent it to me. Phase three of COVID-19 is a 3.5-year agenda. So we're about a year in to this nightmare. Not quite in the U.S., but it was going on in China at this time last year. And this particular listener believes phase three of the COVID-19 3.5-year agenda would be for digital ID implementation into people-ish, control riots with the National Guard-ish. By the way, did that happen already? Was that January 6th? Was that a control riot?
Yeah.
I don't know. And when real people were in Washington, they didn't have any security. And then when nobody would come to Washington for the Biden, inaugural, there is more National Guard than there are real people. And by the way, they actually did background checks and infiltrated the National Guard to try and find bad people. That happened. But the most offensive thing I've ever heard in my life. They claim phase three will include jailing people for not vaccinating or taking something called NW20-06-06-06. I can't, that's way above my pay grade, but there are some numbers I recognize there. And then the last phase, they say in 3 to 5 years, famine and pestilence begin. Now, again, I'm amazed at how many of these things are correct. So does that mean the rest are going to come true? I don't know. I believe when people start talking about really nasty things like jailing people for not vaccinating or famine and pestilence beginning, I think of the ingenuity of America. I think of the Wright brothers. I think of who's the guy that did the lights? Thomas Edison. Thomas Lights was the light bulb, right? I think of people like that. You know, Ben Franklin and others and our founding fathers. And I think there's enough. There's enough, I believe, ingenuity and fight for freedom in the vast majority of Americans that would be overtaken. But my belief in that is that there's more of us than there is of them. And with the amount of people that did act like sheeple throughout this last year, I do worry about it. Because you can't be a sheeper. You got to question everything. You got to follow.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mike Lindell is going to check in on the program today. I don't exactly know what time that's going to be because he's literally working 20-hour days and has been for the last 5 days. What did he say to me on a text last night? I'll look here. And you know what they're doing? They are putting together, really, they are spoon-feeding through a documentary the evidence which will lead to the proof, which will lead to the truth of election 2020. And sadly, I would bet 80% of Washington has left the reservation, if I can say that without getting hate mail, related to this election being stolen. I'd say 80% of the swamp. Now, I would say for sure of Trump faithful, folks that voted for President Trump, rooted for his success, 99% are still in belief that this election was stolen. You guys question any of those percentages?
No, not really.
And, you know, I think there's even some reasonable Democrats out there and moderates that say, well, sure is weird, but I'm glad he's gone because he drove me crazy. But they're even acknowledging there was some smoke before their fire. Here's something that irritates the living daylights out of me. Correct me if I'm wrong on this, folks, but do you notice how the swamp is quick to judge January 6th? I mean, it is. It's Donald Trump's fault. January 6th was Donald Trump supporters rushing the Capitol. Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Am I wrong?
No.
Todd, am I wrong? Did they not just like, it was Donald Trump's fault, it was Donald Trump's fault, it was Donald Trump's fault? And mind you, three members of the top leadership of the Capitol Police have been fired. Why were they fired?
Good question.
Were they fired because the Capitol Police blew it? Of course they blew it. They knew it was coming. I walked into a door to the United States Capitol 1 hour before James Lankford took to the Senate floor, getting ready, by the way, to introduce his resolution to say, let's stop this, let's pause this, let's do a 10-day investigation before the election. Before he was a senator, by the way, he was a Bible camp pastor. The guy is no flipping crazy, nutso, wacky, all he said is, let's get some facts for 10 days. He was gaveled down. Why? Because there was a Capitol intrusion. Because people had breached the Capitol. Okay? Then they take them all out of the Senate floor, all out of the House floor. They go to their respective areas. And what happens? Trump did this! Trump did this! I saw with my own eyes.
He did no such thing.
I saw with my own eyes.
Tell me that you took a bus from Bismarck to D.C. and made all this happen. So.
Well, Kelly Armstrong's office has said that. That I whipped them up. First of all, I said, you know, thanks for the compliment. Because if you think the power of this show could get a million people to Washington, D.C., you're smoking some wacky tobacco. That's all. I mean, like, come on. I am a reflection of our audience. I don't whip anybody up. That is demeaning to say even. To good, God-fearing people who see a country going the wrong direction. They're doing things, thinking things they've never thought in their life, and it's not violent. It's not meaning anyone harm. It is a concern for their kids and their grandkids. And if you think there are less of them in North Dakota than more of them, you are so far out of touch with North Dakota that you should resign tomorrow. You should resign tomorrow. Or just at least talk to two North Dakotans for every one person you talk to in the swamp. And you'll quickly get back on track. I happen to think the three members of our congressional delegation are vastly better than anybody. I believe we've sort of shut down this conversation even. Because I asked that question one day. All right, which delegation would you trade ours for?
I'll trade you.
Who?
Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar. For,
Holman? Kramer?
No, for Kramer and a draft pick to be named later.
Oh, yeah, you're a Minnesotan, though.
I am a Minnesotan.
Yeah, my point is they all want our delegation.
Help us, please!
They all want our delegation, so that's important to keep in mind. I'm critical on their vote on January 6th. I'll take that to my grave. And I do believe when the evidence comes out, whether it's in the next month or the next 2 years, everybody will see this. But I'm a little upset that we're quick to jump to conclusions about who's to blame for January 6th and absolutely willing to throw every possible scenario under the bus related to November 3rd. That is something I consider swamp talk. And when it comes from our member of Congress, Kelly Armstrong, you whipped them up. You took a busload of people to D.C. No, we didn't. Kevin Flynn and I, along with Alex Taylor from the Need to Know Morning Show, went to Washington, D.C., the three of us. A friend of mine bunked with me. Because I had an empty hotel room and an empty bed. And he said, I think I'm going to go out there. I said, you stay with me if you want. Tom Campbell, a friend who's done that for me countless times to Frisco, Texas, and everything. We're friends. But I'm sure that the fact that that was in the Grand Forks Herald, that, you know, now it's, oh, yeah, well, maybe Campbell's going to run against, maybe Campbell's going to run against Kelly Armstrong. And, oh, so they're trying to get in a smoke-filled room and figure things out. No. Tom Campbell, by the way, is a statesman who might have been a member of Congress had he not asked to be asked, had he not been asked to step down by a lot of really powerful people with big checkbooks. And he did. He was a statesman. And for that, you know, I guess he gave up his dream of being in Congress and has given it up. Whatever. I just, this pettiness makes me crazy. And I think that we gotta have resolve, folks. We gotta stay focused because right now the four corners of North Dakota are under assault. Kevin, I'm sorry we can't worry about Minnesota right now.
I know.
You should worry about Minnesota because if North Dakota energy goes south, the lights are shut off in North Dakota and Minnesota. If North Dakota energy isn't exported, guess what?
Oh.
North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, you're going to have what they call a little brownout.
Yeah.
You're going to have a little brownout. And the price of gas is going to be $3 a gallon before you can blink and probably $4 a gallon before that.
That's okay, but we're building solar panels and windmills and stuff, right? That's all going to happen tomorrow?
So my focus is right there. But I'm done with, you know, throw Kelly Armstrong out, throw John Hovind out, Kevin Cramer's a traitor. One, our civility is gone because you're going to influence nobody with that. B, every state in the union would exchange our delegation for theirs. Are they perfect? No. In some form of civility and love to fellow human and neighbor, tell them what you think. Tell them what you think. My friend Fred Evans is probably better at this than anybody. Fred and Joyce Evans have the Triple T Ranch up by Stanley, North Dakota. Fred and Joyce and their whole family, Danita and Gordon Bye, and sons and daughters, just marvelous people, who, by the way, have some measure of wealth today in no small part, to the benevolence and charity that they gave to others many decades ago by buying up mineral rights when they were worthless. They literally were pennies, and he gave them dollars to help them stay where they were. He and his family survived, thankfully, by having a ranch and lived like paupers and sent their kids to school and prayed. And it's all worked out well. But I've learned a lot from Fred because he's never mean. He just makes you think. And that's what we should do when we are critical. And we should pray for Mike Lindell, too. And if you're not the praying type, that's okay. That's up to you and this is America. But you can do this. You can buy products from MyPillow. That's another way of showing your support. The robes are the best robe ever made. The towels are the best towels ever made. The pillow is the best pillow ever made. And your dogs will love the dog beds. The sheets, oh, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028.
Around here, things are different. We believe in working together when times get tough. Around here, neighbors help neighbors. We take pride in our way of life, and we step up when we're called. I'm Josh DeMel. Visit GivingHeartsDay.org to support your favorite charity by donating, pledging to volunteer, or giving new and used goods. Help someone in your community this Giving Hearts Day. Thursday, February 11th.
Hi, this is Stacey Bosser, NMLS 1908175 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. With interest rates at an extraordinary low, now is the time to purchase or refinance. We take the time, online or in person, to walk our customers through every step of the home loan process. Call me, Stacey Bosser, at 701-213-4426. Or visit peopleshomeequity.com. Great people deserve great advice.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Homeless activists with a group called Only Housing took over the Red Lion Hotel in downtown Olympia, Washington, after booking 17 rooms and opening them up to the homeless in the area. The group had demanded that Thurston County continue to pay for the rooms with Federal Emergency Management Agency funding. Seven people were taken into custody on Sunday when law enforcement rushed in. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony J. Blinken condemned reports that the Burmese military took control of Myanmar and detained senior leaders. The Biden administration has called for the military to reverse these actions immediately. Myanmar suffered 5 decades of military rule and international isolation that began in 1962 and was heading toward democracy since 2011. A group of GOP senators will meet with President Biden on Monday after pitching their own coronavirus relief framework. They said, "We appreciate the president's quick response to our letter, and we are pleased to accept his invitation to the White House." End quote. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'll sing.
What is this?
Greatest American bands of all time.
Well, I didn't,
in my humble opinion.
How does it connect, though? Looking out our back door? Looking at
not really. Just came up on the shuffle.
So,
CCR.
We have a brand new month of specials at Petroserve USA. We have home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. But I'm tempted to tell you, first of all, any fresh baked muffin is 99 cents. Every day, all day, every month, they have the 4 for $4 special as well. And I tell you, beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham. That's the idea of the home cooking you get in Valley City. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood, Salisbury Steak in West Main Avenue, Fargo today, and goulash on 12th Avenue North. I don't have Euland.
Can you go wrong with
but
goulash?
But I know it's good
really?
Euland. I mean, no, you can't. What is ever. Goulash? What is goulash?
Noodles and burger and tomato sauce. And
you had me in noodles and burger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I call that hamburger hot dish. How's that different?
It's kind of the same thing.
Okay.
Yep.
Anyway, every location also has the 4 for $4 special, pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce drink, 4 items for $4. If money's a little tight, I'd eat at Petroserve USA every day. Grab-and-go convenience, home cooking, great prices, phenomenal. Stop at Valley City, exit 292 there. Go north once you come off the exit, and go over to the grill and say, "Would you make me a burger exactly how I like it? Toasted bun, little butter on that, Valley-made meats burger. You like it medium, you like it medium well, you like it rare, whatever. They'll make it to your specs. Throw a little onion on that, throw a little Swiss cheese. Could I have a little blue cheese crumbles on it? Whatever.
Bacon.
Really crispy Cloverdale bacon. Nothing better on this planet. Petroserve USA, tell them Scott sent you. All right, we have...
You have friends.
I have friends?
Yeah,
I was going to introduce the lieutenant governor of the great state of North Dakota.
Well, hang on, because you got friends that are waiting here.
Hey, a little hint for you. Why don't you go home tonight and listen to yourself on the show today and think about that long and hard? You sound like a 4-year-old. Can we get back to some real business here? Thank you.
Okay, well, we will get to some real business. That's why the lieutenant governor is here. I do occasionally listen to myself because K-Firefly 50, 7 to 9, unless there's a game, there's a replay of the show. Right, Todd?
Indeed.
And so I've listened on K-Fire even when I'm in the Valley. We do as well, but we have games as well on AM 1100 The Flag. I'm not sure if we replay it on WDAY or not. I know Dickinson has it time-shifted a little bit, KLTC 1460. So I do on occasion do that, and I do because I count the amount of times I say, And what's the other word? Ah isn't really a word, but My ahs and ums, and then I cringe. I just cringe. Those tend to be what we call crutches in the business when you're filling the time where you really don't need to. So when I'm really getting good at it, I don't say I don't say ah. I just pause. And Todd and Kevin have heart attacks because they think I've had a heart attack. But anyway, no, I'm here, and I try to say that less. But I'll listen back. He called at 26 after the hour, so I'll go back to 20 and see where I sound like a four-year-old. And if you think I do, feel free to call. Those,
you know, another regular friend of yours called.
What are you talking about, Hannon? Sandy's Donuts right here in Fargo, North Dakota. They weren't taking cash. You only could buy donuts for a while with a credit card. So, in what state is that? That's North Dakota. Stoop. Now they do take, they finally start taking cash. Wake up.
Stoop?
Yeah, how dare you not know what Sandy's Donut payment policy is?
Well, first of all, you had me at Sandy's Donuts, so I ever since he, you know, finished saying that, I didn't hear anything other than dream about, you know,
right,
a maple long john with nuts on it. But I don't believe I said nobody in North Dakota did that. I just said typical Duluth, Minnesota, that they're still doing it. And I think you made my point, sir, and that is that Leah told us a story about going to a movie theater, and they couldn't buy anything with cash unless they pre-ordered it, even the popcorn, which is insane and very Minnesota woke-ish. Okay? You even said yourself, Sandy's is back, not doing it. So, thank you for making my point. All right. Your calls in a moment. Beverly in Minnesota wants to talk about the protests on January 6th. John in Minot wants to talk about solar and wind, and we can maybe include that with the Governor Burgum. So, John, we'll go to you first, and we welcome to the program the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Brent Sanford. Hello, Brent. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well.
I'd like to start with what's on your mind. I have said to the audience that the last 10 days have been chilling in what has happened from the Biden administration, specifically as it pertains to North Dakota and the damage it could do. Is that too strong? Just tell us what's on your mind in that regard.
Well, some of the things are, they seem very focused on red states. They seem very focused on states that rely on energy and agriculture, which most of the states through the Great Plains do rely on. And, you know, it was something that we could see coming as you listen to the rhetoric during the campaign, but the speed with which these executive orders have come out is breathtaking, and as well as the content within the executive orders. And the industries in North Dakota basically are back on their heels and figure out which way to pivot. And it's very concerning going forward. The most concerning thing is if there gets to be conversation about carbon tax. Carbon tax implemented day one would all of a sudden make most industry unprofitable, and it would really drive industries into shutting down prematurely. And you mentioned earlier brownouts, blackouts. What would happen in the utility industry is catastrophic, and that fact is not discussed when you're talking to the policymakers that are putting these types of initiatives together, and that's concerning. So as the DAPL pipeline resolution is very important for the state. Our oil drilling should be happening. There should be activity happening again with oil prices in the 50s, and obviously our state budget is very reliant on that. And the executive orders on no more leasing on federal acres except for tribal, that's a huge concern for how those federal minerals touch existing spacing units and future spacing units. It's more than people think. Our federal lands are not just in the national parks and not just in MHA Nation. They're actually sprinkled throughout the Badlands in western North Dakota and through the Bakken with the farms that were taken back in the 30s during the Depression by the federal government. And so there's national grasslands that are under the Forest Service, under the USDA, that are federal minerals, one of the quick estimates was a third of the spacing units in the state have federal minerals attached. So halting drilling on federal minerals, that remains to be seen what kind of effect is on those wells. There is an exemption for MHA now to keep drilling out their area, which that's 20% plus of our activity in the state. the state obviously partners with the tribe on oil tax sharing, and so that's a good thing for the state as well to have those acres production to continue. But, you know, with all these concerns, Scott, the thing that we have to do is look forward. And people need to hear some hope in all this as well. We have so much fatigue from a year of election conversation and COVID conversation. So there's actually some moves that are moving forward in the legislature to help us through this. And one of the exciting ones is the Clean Sustainable Energy Council. And that is recognizing that we don't speak in the right vernacular for the national media, for the national press, for the Congress, for the agencies in D.C. We basically just go to work and do our job. But ESG, environmental social governance, has taken over Wall Street. That's pushing capital away from fossil fuels industries and traditional industries to new industries. But it's not only at Wall Street, but it's also in the you know, a different type of lexicon that we have it in Congress, right? And in D.C. and on the coast. And so we need to celebrate the fact that in North Dakota we have cleanest air, cleanest water. We have the best coal reclamation anywhere. You can go up north of Beulah and not know which fields are reclaimed coal mine versus what has never been disturbed. The reclamation is so sound. And as we push forward into carbon-free coal-generated electricity with Project Tundra, with all the CCUS projects going on, we've got a drilling project at Coal Creek to actually put in not only Bluefin ethanol plant for a well to push their CO2 emissions from the ethanol plant, but also at the coal plant site to sequester the CO2 underground. So if we have zero carbon coal-generated electricity, that actually meets Minnesota's definitions for carbon-free that they're looking at for 2030. There's hope. We just have to continue forward with the research that we have done so diligently, and the industries are ready to change, and they're changing and moving forward, but there needs to be time. And the Clean Sustainable Energy Council would actually, you know, muster all the work that we do from Oil and Gas Research Council, Lignite Council, the Renewable Energy Council, and put it all together in one, and that's within the Industrial Commission where all these very able professionals work now. It's just more of a coordinated effort and lead us into the rest of this century. And so we're speaking the right language and patting ourselves on the back and promoting the fact that we are responsible. We are clean. We do have sustainable energy here. Our penetration of wind is one of the higher states. Us in Texas have some of the most wind-generated power as well. A lot of that's most likely because we not only have a windy state, but we have a base load to be able to offset the renewable components that are intermittent and not reliable. And so our capacity from our base load is critical to retain that so we can keep growing our renewable sources as well. So there's a lot of hope. We just need a roadmap laid out where we can actually communicate with this administration and they don't have to feel threatened by the way we do business here. Agriculture is in the same situation.
Yeah.
Waters of the U.S., we're going to hear of that again. You know, so, I mean, agriculture can't rest on their laurels that they're going to be free from having a tax from this administration either. I mean, we've got to band together as North Dakotans. And there's a lot of activity to do that, so we've got to just keep pushing forward now.
Let's squeeze in a call from John in Minot for the Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. John, go ahead. The question is, wind and solar are both subsidized, aren't they?
Absolutely. So we've got to be able to counter that with earnings and investment from the legacy fund. And there's $3 billion for investing legacy fund dollars in the state, which we have not done in the 10 years of its existence. So a large push this time is let's utilize that to move us forward, level the playing field.
Thank you, John, for the call. And I think what he's getting at is the level playing field is sort of disrupts the market. If you don't have a level playing field, rather, and I think what you're saying is there's some, rather than bellyache about wind subsidies being re-upped, which I bellyache about. I don't like it. You know, a deal's a deal, but it's changed a couple of times since. Make it level. More with Brent coming up.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021.
Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden. Grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by Action Movers. I don't know about you, when you move across town, across the state, or across the country, you want action. You want it happening. You want it to go. And our friends at Action Movers have got all that down. For one, United Van Lines, world-class name. They have all the proper protocols with the drivers and the movers and all the background checks. Very few people do what they do in the way of background checks, and they do the background checks better than others that even do background checks. So that's important. Drug tested, I mean, all of that. All their labor is. Very, very unusual that you can call a location in Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, that also has locations in Phoenix and Denver and Las Vegas. I mean, they're big. They're family-owned, started in Bismarck, veteran-owned, but they really have become bigger, which makes them able to take whatever you need done in the way of a move and doing it right. So every solution possible for moving and storage, literally do it yourself, to full-service moves across the block, across the country. Go with them. And trust me on this one thing, you won't get a more competitive rate. If you do, tell me. I'll make up the difference. That's right. No job is too big or too small. Call them 701-566-5532, 566-5532, or visit them online at actionmovers.com. Remember this, you can get your move for free when you have them help you find a realtor to sell or buy a home, too. So it is great. 10 before the top of the hour, a few more minutes left with our Lieutenant Governor, Brent Sanford, talking about the number of fronts. A texter just said, Scott, all wind and solar is subsidized by the end user ratepayer. Look close at each month's utility bill. You'll see a line item of renewable energy. Example, my MDU bill each month is $3.50. Take that times the millions of MDU customers. Don't for the REC ratepayers as well. So you hear that argument a lot. It is true as it pertains to solar, for sure. It has been less so with wind because they at least agreed to a phase-out, but the swamp keeps putting it back in, so it remains true for wind as well. On the other hand, I know farmers and ranchers through tough times that have made ends meet because they've chosen to use their land, and to me it's a land rights issue. It's an owner landowner rights issue. It really is. Now, on the other hand, it can't harm the grid. It can't harm baseload energy. So I think what I heard you say before the break is realizing it's not a level playing field now. You've devised one that would be a level playing field, and that will come from the legislature. Is that right?
Yeah, it's part of the proposal. And quickly, to backtrack, the production tax credits for solar and wind is what really makes it subsidized. And for some reason, the feds decided to subsidize more than they needed to. They didn't level the playing field. They actually subsidized enough where basically your installations are paid for with the tax credit. Well, you don't need 100% subsidy. Wouldn't you just need enough to level the playing field somewhere? No. If that's our goal?
Yeah, if that's your goal. But I think Nancy Pelosi thinks differently in California, and Chuck Grassley, a Republican, thinks differently in Iowa, because it's a head scratcher.
Well,
and I know people in the wind world who don't want it. They like the idea that they're tracking off it because honestly they don't need it anymore, and it's become a ball and chain of sorts. So yeah, it's bizarre, but that's why I'm glad North Dakota's being proactive on this. Do you think you can make that happen?
Right. Well, the legacy fund, there's three different bills. There's a streams bill. I mean, this is complicated, but quickly I think I explained it. There's earnings come off the legacy fund, and there's a what's called a legacy streams. They don't want to call it buckets because they have too many things that have buckets of funding. So streams, so different percentages of the legacy earnings. And one of them would be to help with this Clean Sustainable Energy Council that would be for value-added plant construction and also for research and continuing that research and focusing on carbon capture that we've already put a lot towards it. We need to put a lot more. We need to double down and more. And then another one is legacy fund, the principal balance. The actual, I chair the state investment board, and so part of the work we do is invest the principal of the legacy fund, the fund balance, based on what the legacy advisory committee instructs us to do. And so part of that would be for them to legislate a portion to go into North Dakota. And so some of these large projects that are on the docket in energy production could become potentially part of that. So that's a hope for the industry that might bear some fruit as well, that there could be some investment to get some of those moving along from our sovereign wealth fund itself. And then lastly is infrastructure bonding from legacy earnings, which would be one of those streams, would be to pay off an infrastructure bond that would be put in place. And that bill is in place now. It's focused more on getting the water projects, the big water projects, paid down so that the rest of the resource trust fund could be used for the rural water and municipal water needs of everyone else. But also the governor put in a proposal that we should also have infrastructure revolving loan fund to be able to pay for some of these large community infrastructure type projects, which, you know, some of these energy projects, there's pieces of them that could be utilized with that kind of funding as well. So there's a lot of different things in the fire.
I only have a minute left, so I want to go into a bit of a lightning round. Has the Biden administration's executive orders threatened a fix for the Great River Energy decision to sell the Coal Creek Station or shut it down? Is that in jeopardy?
Not necessarily from those. We have some legislation that's being looked at in the state that's concerning for the utility working group. So we'll stay on that issue, but not yet. Not on the Biden executive order that I'm seeing.
We have the climate action is why I wondered, because their utopia is utopia. I think would cause the bottom line of that to be a problem. Is just a quick answer to this, Brent. Is the legal defense against those, much like we've done in the past with waters of the U.S., the only real true firewall on this? You've given us a lot of hope today, and I appreciate that. But we're going to fight some legal battles from the Attorney General Wayne Stengem on down, are we not?
Yeah, AG's office, North Dakota Industrial Commission, Land Board, will be busy. We'll be busy at the feds for the next 4 years.
Great stuff. Right. Thanks for the update. Brent Safford, our Lieutenant Governor, and a good one. More after this.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers. And save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Since 2015, the North Dakota State Beef Checkoff has sent $2.3 million of your hard-earned money to NCBA, the same group that fought country of origin labeling for beef and declared that beef is beef no matter where it comes from. House Bill 1487 will make the State Beef Checkoff voluntary, so you'll be able to choose if you want to support NCBA. Contact Ag Committee members to voice your support for 1487. Visit i-band.org for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.